Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, with this Throwback Thursday, April 4, 2024. Steve Cypress here, throwing it all the way back to 1968. What a tough, crazy, dreadful year that was. Today's date, April 4, memorialized in the great U2 song, Pride. In the name of love, calling out Dr. Martin Luther King's assassination. Early morning, April 4, shot rings out in the Memphis sky, undoubtedly referring to King, although he was assassinated in Memphis on April 4th, 1968. It was not the morning. It happened in the evening. So if you attend a U2 concert, you may hear Bono changing the words slightly to that song, saying, early evening, April 4, shot rings out in the Memphis sky. Anyway, I digress. 2 months later, in early June that year, was the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy, almost undoubtedly going to become the next president of the United States in the wake of his brother's murder just a few years before. So just a shocking spring of 1968 and a tremendously violent, just crazy year. But, you know, I've always lamented that in the many decades since, 40, 50 years since the assassination of King, no one has competently taken over for him as a leader of the civil rights movement, so much that today we have more racism than we've had in a long time. I mean, if you don't judge people by the color of their skin, somehow you are, there's something wrong with you. Like, oh, gee, you know, there's white supremacy and white privilege and white people are evil and black people are oppressed and victims. And, you know, this is just horribly damaging to society. Good news for business owners. Business doesn't stand for any of that crap. Business is results oriented. So it does not matter the color of your skin or where you're from or what your ancestors did or any of that nonsense. Although I will say, business tip of the day, there are government grants, because the government is caught up in this BS. There are government grants for minority-owned businesses, female-owned businesses, all that kind of stuff. So if you can find a way to partner up in your business or put the business in the name of one of these, quote, oppressed categories that needs special treatment because for some reason they're incapable of doing things on their own, it's the government's opinion, they back it up with their policies. So that would allow you, if you did that, to go out and get some of this grant money. You might as well. The government certainly takes our money as much as they want, easily and quickly, and they always demand it and get it by threat or force. Might as well, whenever they're offering it, go ahead and do what you got to do to go get some for you. And then, of course, please do good with it. Provide excellent products or services. Market the heck out of your business so you can serve as many people as you can with those excellent products or services. Because if you don't, then I guess you don't care so much about your prospects. Because if you don't market the heck out of your business, you're allowing them to go to a competitor who does, who might or likely provides inferior products or services to you. So hopefully you care enough about your products to advertise, market, and sell the heck out of your business and continue to provide excellent products or services and therefore have pride, let's see what I did that, did there, in the ownership of your business. That'll do it for Throwback Thursday, April 4, 2024. Thanks for being here today, and I'll catch you tomorrow on Foundation Friday. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.